You know, the reason why I said that you couldn't go out in an outfit like that wasn't me trying to control you or anything like that. I mean, come on, sweetheart. You must know how it looks to me when you say that you're hanging out with all of your girlfriends, but then you wear something like that. I don't know. I don't want to share you or anything like that. That's the only control I really want to have. Just to say that you're mine and mine only. So, I mean, don't get mad at me for this. Don't get mad at me for feeling this way. I think it's completely justified. And you should understand where I'm coming from. I mean, picture this. I let you go out at 1 a.m. on a lot of days of the week. I am too tired from work, working for you, working to pay for the things that you want, to take care of you, to give you everything that you want. And then, I don't know, you lay in the same bed as me, smelling like alcohol and cigarettes, knowing that full well that, number one, I don't do neither of those, and I don't want them around me. And number two, it just speaks to you're not having just some innocent girls' night where you guys study and talk and, you know, maybe go to a restaurant and a bar. You're having those wild nights, you know? And sometimes the cigarettes aren't just filled with tobacco. I know I sound very judgmental, but I have my values, and I got with you because it seemed as if you had the same values as well. But apparently, you just don't. You dress like a whore and expect undying and unconditional love from me. I just wanted to let you know that that's not how it works. You're my girlfriend, and even though I didn't want to frame it this way, even though I had issues with this in the past, sometimes girls that I've been with, it kind of seems that they didn't have the responsibility to handle themselves. They needed somebody to take care of them, to own them, to belong to. And honey, I hate to break it to you, but you're mine, so. That's what I did. What I did. The coffee that I gave to you before you left, it wasn't just coffee. I had to take a gamble with the sleeping pills. I wasn't exactly sure what was too much. I was afraid that maybe I would accidentally knock you out for good, but you know, no risk, no reward. So, sweetie, while you are regaining your consciousness, I just want to hear a simple I'm sorry from you. Yeah. Just say I'm sorry, and then maybe things will be all right. Look at me. You've always had trouble looking at me when you're wrong. So look at me. I said, look at me. You know, I don't know if it's obvious or not, but I'm really, really trying my hardest to not make myself angry over this. But you are making it so, so difficult. I don't want to hurt you. I mean, not unnecessarily, but if you resist and fight me like you often do, then I mean, it wouldn't give me much of a choice, and that isn't really fair for either of us. No, is it? Now, honey, why don't you just be a good girl and say, I'm sorry? That's all it has to be. I will make you some tea and we could forget this happened if you just say, I'm sorry. Well, don't you want to say it? What now? You think all of this is unjustified? You really think I'm going to let you just run around doing what you want? I'm sorry, but that's how you ruin your own life. Fine. You don't have to say I'm sorry, but just know that you did this to yourself. Honey, stay right there. It's okay. Please don't make this harder on yourself, but if you're going to act like an impetuous child, I'm going to treat you like one. It has been a really long time since you've gotten a punishment because you haven't been such a good, good girl. But lately, you just haven't. Okay? So, what you're gonna do is put your hands against the wall. That's it, sweetie. You're so good for me. Okay, now you're in that short little skirt that you wanted to wear, but we're gonna have to get that out of the way, okay? So, I'm gonna lift this up. Okay. All right. Now, this is going to hurt a lot, but it's going to make you say sorry. So in between each one that I give you, I'm gonna need you to apologize to me like I had initially asked you. Okay? Yes, what? That's right. It's yes, daddy. Mm-hmm. All right. So are you ready? All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're sorry. Stay where you are. Don't move. You don't want to mess this up for yourself, okay? You're on thin ice. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're sorry. Now, I know you're in pain. Your ass is bright red, but I still have my needs. I still need for you to prove to me that you still belong to me. Your body belongs to me. I really, really don't care if you're not okay with that right now. Regardless of how much you choose to resist or not, I'm still going to get what I want in the end. So just make it easier on yourself. I think that's a lesson that we've learned today. Make it easier on yourself. Now, I know that you would be lying to me if you said that this experience here didn't make you wet. I know how that mind of yours works, so I know that I'm right, but we're gonna check and you're going to let me, okay? Mm-hmm. Good girl. Oh, look at that. I was right. I'm always right. Oh, look at that. You're such a good girl getting all wet for me. Uh-huh. You're going to apologize to me the proper way, too. You're gonna let me fuck you, okay? You're gonna let me fuck you. You're gonna let me fuck this wet cunt. Got it? Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. I think my strap-on is going to slide in just fine. Let's... yeah. That's right. Alright, I'm gonna fuck you now, okay? Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I know that you didn't mean to do what you did, and you're sorry now. You're sorry. I made you so, so fucking sorry. Oh. Now tell me. Tell me how much you need to be taken care of. Mm-hmm, that's right. You need to be put in your place sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's a good girl. Feels good. Gotta go faster now. Oh, stay right there. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, good girl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're taking it so well. You do so good when you're ready to be my good girl. Mm-hmm. You're about to come. No, you aren't. No, you aren't. You're gonna come. I say you are. It's not right now. Mm-hmm. That's right. Arch your back. Arch your back for me. Got it? Mm-hmm. That's a good girl. Uh-huh. I'm gonna pull your hair now. Yeah, I know it hurts. Yeah, you're about to come. I know, I can feel it. You're about to come. You're getting all desperate. Getting all desperate and like you always are, you fucking desperate whore. Yeah, you belong to me. Yeah. All right. Come, be a good girl. Come. Uh huh. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got it all over the bed. You naughty, naughty thing. Huh? Yeah. You did so good for me, but we're never going to make those mistakes again. Got it? Aw, you look all tired like that. Like seeing you like that. Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. I can go make you some tea. And we can cuddle and we can talk. Or we could just watch a movie if you would like, okay? Alrighty, honey. Love you.